Hi, this is Desiree Scales, and this is the High Velocity Show. Hey, Kevin, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing really good. I just got back from the social shakeup, if you remember last week.
I do remember. Yeah. How was that?
It was great. I got to hear Brian Solis speak and Porter Gale talk about social media and B2B companies, and really learned a lot of good stuff that I can take and, you know,
that
blog about.
Great. Well, people have to come next year, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. And the good news is they are going to hold the social shakeup in Atlanta next year. So we're really excited about that.
That's great to hear. Well, I love the city, so I bet they do too.
Yeah, exactly. So this is going to be an interesting show. And I don't know if anyone just heard the camera shutter go off, but we have
it's the paparazzi.
Yes, we have a Shutterbug friend here from Phoenix who just flew in. And we've got Dave Sherman from Infusionsoft with us today. And I am so honored to have you here in the studio, Dave.
I'm thrilled to be here.
Great. Great. And Dave, you know, you are no stranger to the radio mic.
No, I'm not. I used to do radio long time ago. But the only people that would ever know me are the people that were up really, really, really late at night or really, really, really early in the morning.
Oh, really?
Because those were the kind of shifts I used to work. I used to work a lot of graveyard.
Wow.
That's why I am no longer in the radio business.
Right, exactly. Well, it's 2 o'clock Atlanta time, so, you know, we're during the day. And so anyway, thanks for coming in.
It's my pleasure.
I know you didn't just fly in for the show, even though I'd like to think that. But
I did. You know, this was it. You know, I heard that there was
a
radio show, and
right?
I said, heck, let's go. So that's why I'm here.
Exactly.
No, we're actually here. You know, you mentioned that I am with Infusionsoft.
Yes.
And you have a wonderful relationship with Infusionsoft. And for those of you that have never heard of Infusionsoft, we are the number one all-in-one sales and marketing software for small business in the world.
Yeah.
And which basically means, you know, try to make it a little less salesy. We help small businesses succeed. You know, our software, we know how hard it is to own your own small business.
Mm-hmm.
I've been an entrepreneur for over 20 years, and it's not easy.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy at all. So we created a piece of software that made it a lot simpler and a lot easier for small business owners to be more successful. And I know it's helped you. I know it's helped a lot of your clients. And it's just, I adore the company. We're located in Chandler, Arizona, which mm-hmm. is just outside Phoenix.
Right.
I've been involved with them about 15 months.
Okay.
And I'm their partner development manager. So my job is I work with all our partners, and there's about 3,700 of them,
wow,
to help motivate and educate them to refer us more business, which is about 40% of our sales.
Wow.
So we spend a lot of time with our partners,
yeah,
to make sure that they know the best ways to be able to refer our product.
Right. Exactly. And you're out here. I'm excited. I just became certified, Infusionsoft certified, and I'm excited that you guys are going to feature my story and a couple, you know, a few others around the country. You've been traveling around the country.
Yeah, we're doing a new website.
Yeah.
And that is going to be focusing on our partners.
Okay.
And besides being the partner development manager, I am also the official photographer.
You're
of
the Shutterbug, yes.
Yes, I am. So when you hear the clicking of the camera, yes, that is me.
Yeah.
So I get to, I've went to LA and had, you know, photographed a couple of them there. I've been here since yesterday. I get to go to Birmingham, Alabama tomorrow, which
that's
I'm
right.
very excited for.
Yes.
I have never been in Birmingham, so I'm just going to assume it'll be exciting.
All I can say is you have to have some barbecue when you're there.
I figure I have
yes.
to. You know, how can you go? I figure they got to be selling it on the side of the road.
Yeah.
It's like, hi, barbecue out of the trunk of my car. I have
there
no doubt.
There you go.
And then I get to go to Minneapolis on Friday, and then I've got another one in Philly and another one in Denver.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's been very fun.
That's great. So you get to travel around, you know, and see different places, take some great pictures.
Exactly.
What a wonderful job.
It's fun. I love it.
I know.
I just love it.
And in the process, you help us tell the story of Infusionsoft. That is really, I feel that your role has been for me personally. Actually, when I was looking at Infusionsoft, I saw your face, your name. You know, I was looking at becoming a business partner. Your friendly face was what greeted me, and watched some of your webinars. So, you know, tell us more about how you help the partners with their role.
You know, when you become a partner of Infusionsoft, You know, it's really simple. If somebody wants to become a partner of Infusionsoft here, we'll give our 2-second plug. Just go to our website, infusionsoft.com, go to the partner section. Right. It says register now, and you could sign up. And in about the next 20 minutes, you can be a partner of Infusionsoft also. Mm-hmm. But unless you understand what our software does, how it benefits customers, and why people should listen to you, no one's going to care that you're a partner of our software.
Right.
They also need to understand, I'm a big believer, I've been a professional speaker for 16 years. Prior to coming to Infusionsoft, I've been a speaker and trainer on the topic of networking since 1998. Mm-hmm. So when I look at small businesses need whatever they can get their hands on to help them make their business more profitable and run it, make it easier to run.
Right.
So that's what people have to understand. One of the areas that we talk about, and this is what we talked about earlier today, is this whole concept of lifecycle marketing.
Right.
Because we believe that lifecycle marketing is the foundation of what every small business has to use to be successful. Mm-hmm. You know, it's lifecycle marketing was created by one of our co-founders, Scott Martineau. And what it is it's 7 very simple steps. Let me rephrase that. Simple's the wrong word. Mm-hmm. It is 7 very important steps in your business that if you do all 7 steps, it is impossible for you not to be successful. These 7 steps are attracting traffic, capturing leads, nurturing prospects, converting sales, deliver and satisfy, upsell your customers, and ask for referrals. I'm sitting here going, don't forget it. Don't forget. Don't forget. And those are the 7 steps. And if you do these 7 steps, it's amazing once you have a process to be able to do these and why you understand they're important. It makes it very easy to run your business.
Well, and I always tell our clients, every business needs a system. And the reason is so that things get done the same way. The messaging goes out the same way. And there's not really room for error when you're using a system. Where if you're selling scattershot or doing your marketing scattershot, basically, and trying this and trying that, there's no consistency. People aren't going to know what to believe when you tell them something. So let's talk about that. How does Infusionsoft bring that consistency to a business owner, a system?
Well, and that's what you have to be able to do, because I agree with you that if you systematize your business, it becomes very scalable. And this is a word, I'll be honest, I didn't use that word ever until I came to work for Infusionsoft, but everything has to be scalable. The only way you can get a business to grow to a particular level is to be able to have a process that everybody has to follow. Because to be scalable, you're going to have to hire other people. If you have a process in place, all you have to do is teach these people how to do that process, and they're going to be successful at their jobs. Mm-hmm. So that's one. Once, you know, people have the idea of how all that works, it makes it a lot easier for them. So let's talk about each one of these 7 steps, and we'll try and cover them all.
So leads.
Attracting interest.
Yep.
That's generating traffic.
Right.
You know, so think about it. It doesn't matter whether you have an online business, whether you have a brick and mortar business. It really doesn't matter. If you're not generating some level of traffic, you're never going to be able to get your business off the ground.
Right.
But the problem is most people suffer what I like to refer to as the dreaded roller coaster complex, which means there's certain months you have more business than you know what to do with, and then there's certain months that you wonder if anybody on earth even knows you're there.
Right.
So you've got to be able to do something to help level out that traffic flow. And one of the things that we always like to talk about is creating things called lead magnets, because I know this is something that you use a lot of.
Yes.
You know, what a lead magnet is just what it sounds like. Instead of you shoving your message down the throats of your listeners, you need to attract them and draw them in to, you know, it's so funny. I do this, what I'm sharing with you, I do so often as a webinar.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm doing it by myself. It is so weird that there are people watching me move my hands and stuff like that. I'm sitting here going, this is so weird.
I know.
Because most of the time I could do anything I want and nobody sees it.
Right, because you're in a room. I've seen the webinar room. Scott Richin showed me the webinar. Wow. It is literally a microphone, same microphone I've got in my office.
It's a microphone in a closet.
And exactly. It's a closet.
Right.
And so there's out of the closet here.
Right.
Oh, well, not like
wow,
that.
Wow. At least we're announcing this. At least we're great. You know, this is can you do me a favor? Can you just go in and like hack that part out right now?
Out of the webinar closet.
There you go.
The webinar.
Thank you very much. So much better.
Now we understand that. Sorry, Dave.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
So now you're here and you're gesturing and
Got
you're
it.
Showing
we're
us
all
attracting
good.
Leads.
Now we're going to go back. So we were talking about lead magnets.
Yes.
You know, the idea of a lead magnet is to give somebody something of value in exchange for their contact information.
Right, right.
You know, you could be doing a webinar. For instance, give you a great example.
Yeah.
This radio show is a lead magnet.
Absolutely.
Because what you are doing is you are drawing people in to the idea that they're going to learn something at this radio show. And because of this, they learn a lot about what you do.
Right.
And that's what people need to do. You can do this through webinars. You can do this through podcasts, videos, webinars. Obviously, we do a lot of webinar
work. You guys do a lot.
Yeah.
I know.
And because
and that's great.
And it's one of the greatest ways to be able to draw people in. But if you don't have that, you're going to find yourself having this very inconsistent traffic flow.
Right.
And that'll make you mad.
Right.
And I don't mean mad, angry, mad, insane.
Right, right.
Because you'll have certain months where it goes, woo, look at all this traffic. And you next month, you'll wonder why no one's paying any attention to you.
Right.
So if you don't have – if you don't do something to be able to generate that consistent traffic, it's going to make it very hard for you to be able to move along.
Right. And I want to stress that it has to be something of value, like an e-book or an e-report. You know, I was talking to someone the other day and I said, take down your FAQ on your website
right.
and make that a lead magnet. Make it so that somebody needs to give you information to get that information from you.
Sure.
That's another possibility.
And people always promote white papers.
Right.
And some people are going, oh, a white paper, that sounds complicated. How can I write a white paper?
Right.
Here's your white paper. Say, for instance, you know, you're in the web design firm, so
yes.
web design world.
Yep.
So say you had a white paper, you know, the three biggest mistakes to avoid when hiring a web person.
Right.
Okay. All you have to do is write those three things on a piece of paper. Ta-da!
Yep.
You have a white paper.
You do.
It's really not that hard. The content is what people want. It doesn't matter how long it is. It doesn't matter how perfect it looks. It's the content. And if you have that kind of content, people are willing to, you know, give their contact information to you.
Right. So, you know, so once you've brought them in the door and they've given their information to you, what happens next? You know, how do you not lose touch?
Well, what you have to be able to do is now that you've got this traffic, you got to be able to capture the lead.
Right.
And what that is that's a matter of – because a lot of people, what they used to do is they would put something on their web page that says, sign up for our newsletter.
Right.
Which nobody does anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to make sure I throw that out there because there's probably listeners that are saying, well, wait a minute. I use a newsletter and it works very well.
Mm-hmm.
If it's used properly, a newsletter can really be very successful for your business.
Right.
What these people need to start creating is something called a landing page or a squeeze page, which is a much greater likelihood of why somebody is going to give me their name and their contact information.
Yep.
And it just basically tells them what you're willing to give them if they give you their content information.
There you go. Okay. So now they've given you all that information and, you know, they're reading your report. What happens next? Do you contact them?
Well,
you
are really good.
You know, you think I know this?
This is what I love
Maybe.
About you. You are really good at this because you just flip. Man, you are like you're the queen of transition. There we go. So you like that? There you
Kevin
go. We'll have to get her a t-shirt or a little tiara or something.
Transition.
There
yes,
you go.
There we go.
So after you have captured the lead, because if you don't capture the lead, you're wasting your time. But
right.
here's the biggest challenge. What most of you do is when you capture a lead, you're saying to yourself, wow, I have these people that are interested in buying my product or service.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's sell, 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 sell. You're bashing them over the head with every imaginable deal possible. You'll close maybe 10, 15% of those people.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest crime is that most people will ignore the other 85%. It's insane. I mean, the idea of you're literally throwing these leads in the trash because they're not willing to buy today.
Right.
So I personally believe the greatest missing key in business is to nurture your prospects.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got – and if you don't like the word nurture, I won't lie to you. I don't like that word.
I don't know why,
but I like educate.
Okay.
Okay, if you want to nurture,
Kevin
okay,
likes educate.
Let's make
too.
Sure we talk to Desiree. If you want to educate, you'll talk to me. And Kevin doesn't matter; he's just glad that we're here.
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin's probably out there going, "Where are these guys? Here we go." So you know, so when let's talk about how you can educate your customers.
Okay.
So instead of sending out an email saying, "Ooh, do you want to buy my stuff now? How about now? How about now? How about now?" You send out information on, you know, let's use your business. Let's continue to use the web world.
Okay.
You know, you would send somebody, you could send me an email on three tips to get a higher readability of your website.
Right, right.
You could send out an email, you know, here are the six best colors to use in your website.
Mm-hmm.
So you can give me reasons why I'm going to benefit by being associated with you before I buy your product or service.
Right.
And if you do that, you're going to be nurturing and educating these people. So when they're ready to buy, you know, whether it be a month or 2 months or 6 months, they're going to buy from you instead of your competitors. So that's why it is so vitally important to be nurturing your prospects, because I personally believe it's the number one mistake small business owners make is they are so eager to get the money right now.
Yeah.
They don't focus on talking to the people that might be willing to pay them, you know, 60 days from now, 120 days from now.
Right. But what about those that say, well, I don't want to give away too much information, Dave, because I've got so much, you know, I've got competitors out there who might steal my stuff.
Well, as you and I both know, we're longtime entrepreneurs.
Yes.
I always believe that if you have something that is so secretive that somebody could really steal and make a lot of money for, don't give it out.
Right.
But I also believe, to be blunt, most people are too lazy to steal what you're going to have and, you know, go do it on their own.
Right.
So most of the time, don't sweat it. The other thing is if you are really an expert at your topic, you have so much information, you have endless amounts of it. You know, if I decided, you know, to do something on the show on networking, mm-hmm. I could sit here for the next 24 hours and speak about the topic of networking. So if you're giving away little bits and pieces of information, nobody cares. But you have to understand, if you're not willing to share that information with me before I spend money with you, imagine once you do, it's going to make me more comfortable spending money with you.
Absolutely. And that brings us to the next step, which is converting the sale.
Exactly right. Now, people are constantly saying, I need more sales. I need sales. I need sales.
Right.
I need sales. Well, let me make this really simple for you. Stop looking for sales. Because, and when I say this, I always get that kind of, you know, the look. I actually had a chance to meet Desiree's dog today, Charlie.
Charlie,
right?
Yeah.
Charlie. Mm-hmm. Charlie, exactly. Charlie, how many of you have a dog where you make a weird sound and their head cocks to the side and they kind of go, huh? What was that?
Exactly.
So when I say, you know, stop looking for sales, people think I'm, you know, out of my tree.
Right.
No, stop looking for sales. You don't need more sales. You need more prospects.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have more prospects, you'll get more sales.
Okay.
Because people are constantly going, sell, 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 sell. I got to look for my next sale. I got to look for my next sale. I got to look for my next sale.
Right.
If you have more partners, if you have more prospects, you're going to close more sales.
Right.
So when it comes to converting sales, there's 100 ways that you can close somebody. There's a million books out there. There's Tom Hopkins. There's Harvey McKay. There's, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books to teach how to sell.
Right.
My recommendation, if you want to close more sales, spend more time building up your traffic, capturing leads, nurturing your prospects, which is the first three steps of lifecycle marketing. Because if you do those three things, your pipeline is going to be so full of prospects, you'll have no problem with sales.
Perfect.
And that's what people have to understand.
Yep, absolutely. So then we get into, okay, you've sold.
Woo-hoo!
You've got a new client.
Cha-ching,
right.
Baby.
Everything's going well. You know, I call this the dating phase before.
Sure.
You know, the
sure.
And now we're into the marriage phase.
Right.
And that is delivering the customer wow. Let's
correct.
Talk about that.
Well, it's
delivering
interesting.
And satisfying.
When you look at lifecycle marketing, it's seven steps. There's
yes.
three steps that are pre. You
yes.
know, so this is where you're getting the sale. You're trying to get them motivated to buy.
Yep.
Then there's converting sales. So they've bought. And now everything else we're going to talk about is post-sale.
Right.
Because most people that have their own business, they are so happy that they've sold their product or service that they're going, yahoo, let's just deposit the money, pay our bills, and go on to the next sale. You're missing a really big part of this because there's almost more money to be had after the sale than there is before the sale. Let me explain where that all starts. The next step of lifecycle marketing is called deliver and satisfy.
Right.
Now, you'll notice that I said deliver and satisfy.
Right.
Because if I'm talking deliver, you're no different than a pizza place. You're no different than, you know, a mail order house. You just ship it to me and that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to deliver and satisfy. And as what you just said, you guys have to identify what is your wow. What is the thing in your business that's going to make me talk about your business? You know, give you a couple of great examples, and these are all Phoenix examples. I'm sorry, I don't know enough about Atlanta.
Phoenix
to give
on
it,
your mind.
There you go.
Yep.
Like in Phoenix, there's a very good kosher style deli mm-hmm. about 3 miles from my house.
Okay.
Every time you buy bagels, you buy a dozen bagels, you get six bagels for free.
Great deal.
So why would I buy bagels anywhere else?
Right.
Because that's their wow.
Okay.
Another example is All right, I have a confession to make.
Oh, boy.
Don't tell anyone, because now that I'm sharing this to the world. Okay, ready? I need you to, like, you know, can you, like, blacken my eyes so nobody knows? Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is radio. Sorry.
Hey, it's theater of the mind, okay?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, here's my confession.
Yes.
I'm an Amazon.com holic.
Oh.
Okay? I am
not surprised.
I will confess to you, I probably buy something on Amazon every single week.
Okay.
And it's ridiculous. It's stupid stuff. Do you know what I bought last week?
What?
Batteries.
Oh, batteries?
Thank you very much. And most people...
It wasn't hand soap?
No. I know someone who buys toilet paper.
Yeah, well.
Which is so weird.
Okay.
Okay, because that, I mean, that I'm drawing the line on toilet paper.
Okay.
But I love Amazon.com, and let me explain why. Mm-hmm. I'm one of their Prime members, and if you buy anything on Amazon.
I am too.
Prime
I confess.
Is. Yeah, exactly. You pay like $70 a year, right. And you get second day shipping on everything. So
absolutely.
If I buy something on a Monday, I get it on a Wednesday.
Yep.
But wait to hear this.
What?
There are two Amazon warehouses in Phoenix.
Oh.
So about a third of the stuff that I order, I can order at 10 o'clock on a Monday night. It is at my front door by 4 o'clock the very next morning.
That's amazing.
That's the wow.
Yeah, that is the
wow. So what you folks have to be able to identify is what is that thing that gets people excited about your product or service?
Right.
What is it that you have that people are going to talk about? Why, you know, why are they going to tell their neighbors? Why are they going to, say, for instance, you own a restaurant. What do you have that's going to cause somebody to immediately rush on social media and said, just ate at such and such a – what was the name of the restaurant? Let's give them a plug. What's the name of the restaurant?
We just ate at Century House in Woodstock, Georgia.
Century
One
House.
One of my favorites.
It was amazing.
Yes.
They have this – did you know that lobsters have – there's sexual orientation of lobsters. There's he's and she's. Did you know this?
He had she lobster soup. Yes.
Okay, but have you ever heard of he lobster soup? I don't think so. Ever?
No, not at all.
Thank you very much.
She crab soup? No, he crab soup? No. Either.
Now there's a she lobster soup.
I've never heard of it. You know, so this was, you know, this place was great, but I'll talk about this because I've never heard of she lobster soup.
Yes.
So that's the question people have to understand is what is the wow? What's that thing that's going to separate you from your competitors?
Exactly.
And it's vitally important.
And once you've wowed them, that opens the door to upsell them.
Correct. Quick quiz for you.
Yes.
What would you say, besides Amazon, because we've already talked about it,
yes.
Who would you say is the greatest upsell company on earth?
Well, you know I know this because right. I give the presentation.
Exactly.
Would you like fries with that,
exactly.
sir?
Exactly. The greatest upsell company on earth, bar none, is McDonald's.
Yes.
Because do you have any idea the billions, that's with a B, the billions of dollars McDonald's makes every year just on their French fries? And the best part about their French fries is they sell them at full profit.
Wow.
You ever notice that they don't discount French fries? They don't
right.
say, hey, buy
You're
a
right.
burger. You notice that?
Right.
They'll always
– Or
always,
shakes too, right?
Right. Because why? Because they make so much money on French fries. What do they charge for – I don't eat at McDonald's. So if you get a large French fry, it's probably like $1.50. It
yeah.
probably costs them a nickel.
Right.
So that's the point that we're trying to make is you need to start upselling your products. When somebody buys your product or service, you need to find something that you can continue to sell them. What's the it's the stalest statistic on earth where it costs 10 times more to bring in a new customer than it does to keep an existing customer.
Yeah. I think it's –
something like that. It's a very old statistic and probably some guy made it up and we've been repeating
more,
it forever.
Something like that.
But that's what you have
it's
to understand.
True.
You know, like, you know, I'll give you a great example. I've written 3 books on the topic of networking. If they buy my books, I sell them my CDs.
Right.
If they buy my CDs, I sell them my DVDs. If they buy my DVDs, I sell them on my my one-on-one coaching sessions.
Right.
So the kind of stuff that you do, what if you were to – if somebody bought, you know, one of your packages to get a new website
right.
done, what do you have to upsell them? What
we
are
have
some
a
of
lot.
Them? I bet.
Well, you know, I even give a talk about creating multiple streams of income because that's what we're talking about. You know, we saw early on that when somebody needed a website built, the next thing that they needed was hosting. You know, the website had to actually live someplace, you know, online. There you go. Hear the shutter?
Did you hear the shutter? Yeah, that was
taking
me.
Another
that was
picture.
That was me taking a picture of your wonderful hostess.
Yes,
oh,
thank
no,
you.
Excuse me. Now they're called hosts. There's
yes.
no gender to
yes.
it. I get it. Sorry.
You know, and then there's social media coaching, you know, and now Infusionsoft is
right.
one of the things that we offer our clients. So we've got a lot of fries and shakes and salads and all kinds of stuff going on.
And the best part about that is you – what I have to assume that this does is this brings in a lot more profit.
Right.
Because traditionally the stuff that you add on or the things that you upsell traditionally are at highest profit margins.
Right.
I also have to assume it really reduces or keeps a real lid on your marketing or advertising budget.
Yes.
Because if you are making more money from less customers, you don't have to spend so much advertising.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the joy of the upsell is you really need to make sure that you have something that you can continue to follow up with people on. You know, do you guys know what LCV stands for? It's lifetime customer value.
That's right.
And that's what you're striving for.
Yes.
You want to get the largest lifetime customer value there is.
Right.
So, folks, think about this question. Think about your customers. Think about your longest customers. If you take the amount of money they've spent with you over a long period of time, that's their lifetime customer value. The bigger the longer the lifetime customer value, the higher the LCV, the better you are at upselling your customers. So make sure if you want, put it on a piece of paper and just write the words LCV and keep it in front of you because that will always remind you to upsell your customers.
Right, exactly. Which, you know, brings us to the very next step because you want your customers to be so happy that they become raving fans
right.
of you that they tell everybody about you on social media, on websites, on all kinds of media. So how do you get more referrals? I get that question all the time.
You know, it's not rocket science. Getting referrals is vitally important in any business. You know, how many businesses do you know that are truly referral only?
I don't know. I hear some real estate professionals say right. that the referral only.
I know a couple.
Maybe
I know
lawyers.
A couple.
I don't know.
And it takes them forever to become that way. But
right.
they are basically, they're really referral only. So all they do is they pick up the phone saying, hi, Bob sent me. Hi, Joanne sent me. Hi, Pete sent me.
Right.
You know, and that's a great business to be in. So I'm going to share with you, Infusionsoft actually has an advanced referral strategy that we charge bazillions of dollars for. And it took us years and years. All right, I'm completely lying.
Okay. All right. I'm looking at you going, bazillions. I don't know about that.
Yeah, you know our company well enough, don't you? No, I'm going to share with you what I like to call our advanced referral strategy.
Right.
And our advanced referral strategy is how do you get more referrals? You ask for them.
Perfect.
Because here's the thing. You ready? I'm going to give everyone that's on this call, everyone that's listening to us,
yes.
I'm going to give them a guarantee.
Yeah.
Okay, guarantee. I'm going to tell you a way that you can double or triple your amount of referrals in the next 90 days.
Okay.
If you ask every customer, every prospect, every contact you have,
mm-hmm.
who might you know that could benefit from your product or service, I will guarantee you will double or triple your referrals in the next 60 days, 60 to 90 days.
Yeah.
Because it's really that simple. People think that they're just going to, you know, instinctively say, oh, by the way, I know 7 people that could use your product or service. No, it's your job to ask me. My job is to ask you for referrals. It's your job to give them to me. If I don't do my job, mm-hmm. you're not going to do your job. And it's really that simple. If you ask people for referrals, you're going to start getting a lot more of them.
Yeah. I mean, because if you have no referrals and you ask and you get one, there you go.
That's exactly right. And and if you, the other part of it is if you get in the habit
mm-hmm.
of asking everyone, because the first time you ask it, oh, you, am I being too pushy? Oh, what if they don't know anyone? Oh, it's going to make them uncomfortable.
Right.
No, it doesn't. But if you get to a point where you're asking everybody,
mm-hmm.
every single person, so the moment that you're done with your conversation, you can say, by the way, I was just curious, is there anyone else you might know that could benefit from our product or service? If you throw that in every conversation, you're going to get more sales.
Right. That's great. And then the whole cycle starts all over again
exactly
because
right.
the referral starts at the very beginning.
Right.
You know, and that's the beauty of lifecycle marketing. I watched Scott give that whole talk about lifecycle marketing. It's on your website and there's a video and he actually takes a marker and a whiteboard and goes through it. It's one of my favorite videos on the site. I've actually used it with clients that I have and I call it, once I get the sale, I say, I've just Martineau'd them because it's Scott Martineau.
Exactly right.
You know, it's his theory. It came from him and his, you know, his brain. And I think it's just brilliant because a lot of business owners don't think about those steps. We're always in the trenches going, where's the next sale going to come
right.
from? I got to sell. And then we make the sale And I'm not going to say that we don't wow our customers. That you know, is truly something that, especially in this day and age, with social media and everything being so open and transparent, you have got to wow your customers. But then you forget to ask for the upsell. You forget to ask for the referral. It doesn't come naturally to business owners.
Well, the interesting part is, you know, now what you're talking about is where Infusionsoft comes in.
Right.
Now, please understand, folks, I have no intention of giving you any kind of pitch or anything about Infusionsoft, because that's not what we do. You know, fortunately, our software is such that when you're ready for our software, that's when you'll contact us.
Yep.
But what our software does is, I agree with you. Most companies are so wrapped up in the idea of the sale that they don't really spend enough time and energy to do the upsells, do the deliver and satisfy, and the referrals.
Right.
So that's why they need to get to a point where they can automate that. So all they have to do is, as soon as a sale is made, that individual or that company goes into a system, goes into a process that they're automatically taken down the line to be able to do all the things that you want to be able to do to increase your sales, upsell, get referrals, things such as that. But if you're not automating it, you know, that's the challenge.
Yeah.
You know, you said that – you made the comment that – you know, a lot of times people, you know, forget about the seven steps. Well, I think everybody knows the seven steps. Mm-hmm. They just don't have the time or the energy to be able to do all of them consistently.
Yeah.
And that's why Infusionsoft was created, to be able to automate the sales and marketing of a business so you could focus on the things, other parts of your business, instead of sales and marketing all the time.
Right, exactly. And we've used it in our business since November of 2012. And, you know, it has made a huge difference for us. I get potential clients who have come to me and said, oh, you've contacted us so quickly. You were the first one to contact us after we filled out the form on your website. And I'm going, yep, that was Infusionsoft doing the job.
Exactly, because a lot of people think, well, oh, Dave, I don't, you know, it sounds like what I'm already doing with an autoresponder. Mm. Well, imagine an autoresponder on steroids.
Yes.
You know, imagine an autoresponder that has a brain. You know, because an autoresponder goes, oh, I got an email, better send one out.
Yeah.
No, it's completely different. Mm-hmm. And again, it's really a matter of, you have to look at your business. We just created a 3-webinar series called Ending the Insanity of Small Business. And I didn't title this because I thought it was humorous. I titled this because it was reality.
Yeah.
I've been an entrepreneur for 20 years. Mm-hmm. I've been in Infusionsoft, but I still have my entrepreneurial stuff out there. It's not easy. No. Anyone that's listening to this show has got to be nodding their heads, because it is not the easy way to go. For those of you that are saying, oh, I'm tired of working for the man, I'm tired of working for everybody else, I want to go hang out my own shingle. Well, folks, this is not the easy way. If it was, everybody would own their own business.
Absolutely.
But if you're going to make that decision and you take the time to build up your business, because as I said, Infusionsoft is not for every business, especially startups.
Right.
But when you got your business to a point where you're making some money and you're tired of working 80-hour weeks, you know, the thing I always say about entrepreneurs are the only people that are willing to work an 80-hour week in their own business so they don't have to get a 40-hour-a-week job.
Isn't that the truth?
And it's ridiculous.
I know.
And people still do it. I did it forever.
Right.
But you still have to understand there is a better way to run a business, and that's what Infusionsoft helps our customers do.
Yeah, and I see it. I see it in, you know, your customer base. I see it in the other partners that you have, talking to them. It definitely helps with that. Right. So, you know, any other thoughts that you want to share about Infusionsoft? What is it like at Infusionsoft in Phoenix?
Well, and it's interesting, because you and I had a conversation about this over lunch.
Right.
This is the first job I've had in almost 25 years. Mm-hmm. I made the decision a year ago, February of 2012, that I needed a change, was looking for something different. So, and Infusionsoft is the only company I went to work for, because it was the only one that I looked at. I won't lie. The other one was a golf company, but my golf game stinks.
Oh, well.
So I knew that right up front that just was
rolled that out.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, I want to be a race car driver, but I don't know how to. So there you go. So going to work for Infusionsoft, it's really been an interesting transition. I absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. I love the company. I love the people.
Yeah.
Because I was ready and I went to work for a great company.
Yes.
You know, one of the things I will share with anyone, because we had a conversation about a friend of yours that, you know, that is contemplating, you know, the possibility of, you know, making some changes. And, you know, here's my point. If you are ready to make changes in your life, make sure you balance out the pros and the cons. But ask yourself the question, is this really going to be the best thing for you? And is it, how's it going to affect, you know, all the people and all the things in your life? The other part about this is one of the conversations I have a lot of right now, and it's a program that I'm actually putting together where I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs who are at a point in their business where they can no longer be entrepreneurs.
Okay.
They're, whether the economy has changed, how the, you know, you were fortunate enough 15 years ago, you were saying, man, let's do websites, and you have been the queen of websites ever since. Mm-hmm. Well, I got lots of friends of mine that have been in businesses that this is just not, like, for instance, I came from the public speaking world.
Right.
This is not a great time to be a professional speaker.
Right.
Where you're out there trying to earn your living by speaking to groups.
Right.
It's not that way. So what I always try and do is work with people that own their own businesses, because it's very hard to go from being an entrepreneur to an employee.
Yes.
So the point that I get across to people is, one, if you decide to leave your business, you did not fail. Okay, you didn't. Right. I mean, I had a successful speaking and training business for 16 years. Mm-hmm. There's no failure in that.
Dave is a celebrity in Phoenix, and I know this because every time I go out with friends that in Phoenix, they're all like, hey, you know Dave Sherman over at Infusionsoft? Hey, you know Dave Sherman? Yes, I know Dave Sherman, and I'm just shocked at how many people know who you are.
Well, I always like to say I am a very big fish in a really small pond. But that, you know, but it's, you know, I think what people have to understand is you have to make the changes for what you want to do for the better.
Right.
You know, whatever you decide to do, you got to make sure that it works best for you. And coming to Infusionsoft was the best thing for me. And yeah, I love it. If I wasn't with Infusionsoft, I wouldn't be here with you.
Right. I know. There you go. You get to meet a lot of people and
and
travel and, you know, follow your dream.
And I get to go to Alabama.
I know.
I mean, that's just, you know, that's going to be the highlight of my week.
The Birmingham barbecue place. You'll have to let us know how that went.
Most certainly.
So.
Most certainly.
Well, great. You know, I just want to put a plug in. We're going to have a workshop at the end of this week on Friday, and it's going to be at Rome Dunwoody from 9 o'clock to 12, and it's going to be about lifecycle marketing.
I love that place. Rome Dunwoody is really cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun on Mount Vernon and Mount Vernon Road in Sandy Springs. So if anyone's interested in coming out and learning more about lifecycle marketing, I'm going to have another Infusionsoft employee out, Travis Campbell, and he's going to be helping me out with that.
Yeah, Travis will be able to answer. For those people that, you know, for those of you that are sitting here listening to this saying, ooh, software, I've got a lot of technical questions, Travis will answer those for
you. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's a great product and great people behind it. That's the thing I love about Infusionsoft. And there's a great video out there right now about Infusionsoft. Wait till you see the football field that they've got in the middle of their office. I am not kidding.
Really?
We actually have a 40-yard football field in the middle of our office.
Do you guys actually play football, or what do you use it for?
Well, you know, it was funny. A very quick story, because I don't know how much time we have. We've got, in our old building, we expanded to the building next to ours. And the building next to ours was a building that trained amateur athletes.
Okay.
So because of that, they had a football field in the middle of this building. It became such a part of our culture that when we moved into this brand new building, we built another football field right there.
Yeah. I love that. I love that right there.
It's great.
And it's, you know, the culture is everything where we are. I'll give you one other story, because they actually just they put a news story on one of our local stations yesterday.
Right.
There's a woman in our office who unfortunately is battling cancer for the second time. Mm-hmm. And she started chemotherapy a week ago Monday. Well, 31 people, myself included.
Yes, so you have very...
We had somebody come in, and we all shaved our heads.
Yeah, very short hair.
So, yeah, I have... Yeah, you're looking at me going, wow, his hair is short. It's not
it's
this
not
short
normally. Like that.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had 31 people come by and shaved their heads, in respect to this woman. And that's the kind of stuff we do. You know, if you... Mm-hmm. You know, I'm very fortunate to be able to work for a company that has that kind of culture and that kind of support, because you don't get it very often, and I'm thrilled I get the opportunity to be there.
Right, right. And I know that comes from the top down, Clayton Mask, the CEO, Scott Martineau, and all of those guys are just terrific. Very, very supportive company, very supportive of small business, and that's why it was a company I'm honored to be partnered with.
Well, that's one of the coolest things about our business is when we talk about small business, because the U.S. government considers a small business anyone that is 100 employees or less and does less than $50 million in sales.
Right.
Well, I don't know about you. I owned a small business, and I didn't have that many employees, and I didn't do anywhere near that amount of sales. So what we like to work with is what we like to call real small business, which is 2 to 25 employees, 100,000 in sales, up to 5 million, which is what most small businesses are described as. So we make sure that, you know, our goal is we want to be in that market. We don't want to be an SMB market, which is small to medium-sized businesses, because there's lots of people in that area. Mm-hmm. We like being with the small businesses because they're the ones that need our help the most.
Absolutely. And you guys deliver that, that's for sure. So,
yes, we do.
Well, thanks for being here with us today.
It is my pleasure. Thanks very much for having me.
Would have never dreamed that this would happen, but I'm just
and
I
look how easy
I
it was.
It. I
mean,
know.
It was amazing.
I knew it would be.
And most certainly.
You're a natural.
Most
thanks,
certainly.
Dave, so much.
It was
much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, everybody. This closes out the show for today, and we're in High Velocity Radio. Everybody, have a great week.